For decades now, riders from around the world have descended on San Antonio for the Macondo Riders Workshop, which begins next week. TPR's Jack Morgan explains the idea was hatched by author Sandra Cisneros, who used her success to help other riders.
Cisneros was raised in Chicago, but after work as a teacher and a counselor, and buoyed by sales of her breakout novel, House on Mongo Street, she bought a house here in San Antonio's King William District on Gunther Street. In 1995, there in her kitchen, she cooked up a fun idea, creating a nonprofit writer's workshop. She said in a KLRN program, its name was inspired by a fictional Colombian town.
The Macondo Foundation is named after the mythical town of Macondo in 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
She established Macondo to help writers, and before long she gave it a home across the street from hers.
And I thought it'd be really, really great if I could buy that house with the money from the house on Mongo Street, because the house on Mongo Street is about having a house of your own. A metaphoric house, a spiritual house of your own, a physical house of your own, one in which you can create and do whatever you want.
The Macondo Workshop started small but quickly grew.
And it began with just a dozen writers that I handpicked, from writers across the country and writers internationally.
20 years on, with her dual Mexican-American citizenship, Cisneros has moved to San Miguel de Allende and the Macondo House sold. But the Writers' Workshop itself continues here to help writers realize their dreams.
We just act as a family, as a tribe, to help to make the work better, to get finished, and to promote it.
Writers accepted into Macondo are called Macondistas. Victoria Valenzuela, a Macondista, says the workshops are tailored to helping writers find the professional footing. And for the general public, this time a treat, starring Cisneros herself.
In the evening, we will have a faculty reading of our workshop leaders, a staged adaptation of Sandra Cisneros' book, Have You Seen Marie, with opening reader Richard Blanco.
You may remember Richard Blanco's poetry reading at the second Obama inaugural.
Like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country.
Valenzuela says at Macondo, you can meet the authors and hear them out.
And at the show, there will be books and book signings by all of our authors.
Macondo programs run in several different venues Wednesday through Friday of next week and is free, though donations are quite welcome. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.